I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing. Everybody, this is Ron Amatron. We're here for another wonderful program. And the date today is September 7th, 2013. And this is our Saturday night live on the Light Ship. We'll be going there probably about a half an hour, I'm guessing. And we could do the birthday parties, you know, in the special room to have birthday cake in the food court. So if you have a birthday this month, whoopee. We're going up there to have a birthday celebration. So let's activate the light beam, everybody. And here we go. Bring it up on your monitor screen. So you'll feel peace energy come to you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see if our call host is on. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. Hello, everyone. Thank you for that wonderful peace energy, Ron. And welcome to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. Today, as Ron said, is Saturday, September 7th, 2013, and we're on Station 2. And on Saturday nights, Ron sends us to the Creation Lightship, also known as Source Energy, for healing by the various light beings there. We can request one healing of a body part as we go to the healing areas once we're aboard the Creation Lightship. The healings will only work live on this broadcast, which is why it is called Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. But if you're listening to an archive, you will feel the peace energy and learn more about the Creation Lightship and the healings performed for us. And there is also more information about the Creation Lightship on Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. That's all one word. And we are taking comments and questions from the BBS Radio Station 2 Fast Chat, as well as our usual email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And from last night's broadcast, Friday night, and from the last Wednesday, we have a few questions from listeners, Ron. Some are about personal situations and also some comments about recent past shows. Can I go ahead and read some of these before we go to the Lightship?
Sure, that'd be great. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and by the way, are we taking calls tonight either before or after we go to the Creation Lightship?
Yeah, and the calls, I only want to talk about some of the current maybe thunder, lightning, storms that people have seen in the last week. So if you have seen something up in the skies the last week, maybe you could call in and maybe talk about what you have seen. So to clue people in about, you know, kind of what's up there. There's been some pretty strange clouds. I'll just go a little further. One of my trips back from New York, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, flying in the airplane, I was actually watching the clouds light up inside of themselves and seeing the horizontal lightning going across to other clouds. That's actually probably the aliens fighting each other up there, or some kind of battle is going on. So that was quite interesting to watch. And this is like in the middle of nowhere. Not above cities or anything, just maybe over land that had maybe no population, because you couldn't see any lights, you know, down on the ground. It was just completely dark, and then all of a sudden these clouds would appear, and then they'd go away, and then you could still see the ground, and it'd come on again. So it was quite interesting. And I think mainly it was probably more in the maybe the northern states. Because I think we were flying from, like, the route going across, I'd say maybe sort of, like, around Wyoming, thereabouts. That's the way Jeff normally goes. It goes up and over and then down again. So it was quite interesting. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Wow, that sounds really spectacular. The moderator has just posted in the fast chat the phone numbers to call in. And she also has reiterated what Ron has asked, that you please call about fantastic or unusual storms or clouds that you've seen that you don't normally see. So, Ron, you did get a couple emails about that same thing. Two listeners. One is in Vancouver, British Columbia, on the west, and the other is on the east in near Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania, northeast Pennsylvania. And they both report seeing explosive lightning within the clouds, so unusual, huge, huge lightning, like a firefight. The listener from Vancouver says there were firefights and huge lightning storms in the firefight that went on for over an hour. And then that was a big lightning storm. And then the one in Pennsylvania, Ron, said that that there was a towering lightning storm that swept over us. It was so huge that she has a friend who lives about 30 miles away or less, and he saw it also from a mountain right over where she is. So what's so weird about it was that there's no thunder and no rain, and the stars were still visible, just lightning inside these huge clouds. And she even sent you a video of it, and it looks like some sort of bombs going off inside the clouds, the best way I can describe it. And it was loud, very loud. So they both described the same thing on either side of the United States, and like they both described it as a battle going on inside of the clouds. So that's pretty fantastic. And you said, Ron, you saw the same sort of the same thing over the clouds.
Yeah. What I saw was actually flying over the clouds, looking down on them, and watching the battle. So that's a different perspective. But I won't say it was the same situation, but normally when you have that type of scenario where it looks kind of weird to you and there's no, rain or anything else, that is some type of battle. Who's out there battling, it's hard to say, or what it is. But, there is something going on. So whether it's the time-traveling soldiers battling, I don't know. Whether it's some governments fighting aliens, I don't know. Or whether it's aliens versus aliens, I don't know. But it will be typically one alien force for sure out there doing something to something else. So, and at least they're involved with it. So that's what it is. So who or what, I don't know. If myself was involved with it, I can tell you, but I wasn't involved with those two particular scenarios. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Okay, well, I just want to repeat that callers are welcome to share their storm cloud, lightning storm situations that you might have seen similar to what we're discussing. And Manny in the fast chat says he saw UFO clouds, and in 1 minute they were just gone. Saw them, and then the next minute they disappeared.
Yeah, so, that happened. Now, if you're, I'm seeing clouds that, I guess, kind of look like, a lot of times they're like a ship, but they're turned upside down. And they have, like, stuff coming out of the bottom of them. I'm trying to think how I'd describe that. If you were to take just a picture, we'll say, or visualize maybe one of those balloons that people ride in, you know? With, you know.
You mean like a blimp?
No, it actually be one of those balloons that have
A parachute, like a balloon like that?
Something like that, yeah. Well, you could call it a parachute in a sense, and things are coming out of the bottom of it. So, you know, and it looked like there's very strange clouds happening now. But there, normally you see stuff on the top of the clouds. These are all on the bottom. You know, I have seen square boxes, physical square boxes on the bottom of clouds. You go, So, anyway, there's a lot of stuff happening. Hard to know how or what they are, you know, the fact that the clouds are forming around them indicate that there is something that's physical that you can't see, and the clouds make it, you know, as far as the silhouette around them, so you actually know what's there, but you can't physically see it because they're probably just outside of our timeline, but the cloud stays there, so that's what happens. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I was reading the comments in the fast chat of people are talking about things they've seen now. Donna said she saw the same thing exactly in southeast Michigan. I think she's talking about the storm, lightning storm. And, let's see. It's kind of hard to read some of these comments. Candy's saying that New York City witches, aliens attack. She's wondering if they can make a space-time crash for a witches and aliens attack, I think. I don't know. Maybe she's talking about a timeline crash for something that has been attacking her. So maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later, Candy. So another situation that came up from yesterday's program Friday was, Ron, you mentioned about the entities in graveyards and ghosts in the graveyards, how the Creation Light Chip had pretty much cleared them out of graveyards. And
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you said that, and I know you've said that before a couple of times. And anyway, it just so happened that one of the listeners was in a very old graveyard, a cemetery in Philadelphia, and said that it felt fine. She didn't feel any weird entities or ghosts. In fact, she felt quite peaceful there, and she just wanted to confirm that what you said, she did indeed feel, and that she felt that compared to before, the entities had been removed. So that's very nice.
Yeah, that happened about 6 months, 6 years ago, I think. That's what I'm kind of guessing. I know that happened when we were somehow in, I think it was Philadelphia, where they have an expo there, and we went there to do an expo, Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, and we were around the towns had some Russian names to them or something, or Russian county or something. It was kind of weird, but that we, there was an old graveyard there from, I think, the Civil War, and at that point, around the same, within a few days or maybe before the all those emotional bodies were taken away. So, and then the graveyard just felt perfectly fine.
That's so, great to know for those of us who live near cemeteries. That's good to know.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and those of us who have to go to cemeteries. Okay, so Ron, you have a few more questions that came to clsquestions@yahoo.com about people's situations they wanted to share with you from last night's program and from a couple of days ago. So if I may get to them, looks like kind of some short questions here. Should I go ahead?
Sure, go ahead. Yes,
Okay. this person, she wanted you to know that her photo got knocked off from in front of her computer in the living room, and also an old radio, which someone gave to her, and she didn't move them. So she was wondering if you could tell her what kind of energy was in her living room.
Well, it sounds like it's pretty mischievous, you know, so, boy. I guess the question would be, how do you get rid of what's happening there? So, well, it all depends where you are. If you're having a situation with weird occurrences, typically probably entities coming around doing that, or it could, you know, maybe you're living in a location to where you shouldn't be living, possibly, too. Maybe you're on a graveyard or there's some kind of situation in your town. You know, I've dealt with people years ago, and talking with them, they go, well, yeah, I live, like, in Salem, you know, where all the witches are. And I go, oh, well, there you go. What do you expect, you know? So, you know, how do you get rid of something like that? Well, I guess the only way to deal with that is to get out of that energy system. Some clearings on the website could possibly work, but for how long are they going to work? I don't know. And you may have to keep it up all the time if you're in a location where there's, you know, bad energy on the land. That's kind of what I'm looking at. So the main option there would be, you know, even though the clearings may help you out, you may want to just physically move to get rid of that situation. So that's kind of what I would look at. Something is that strong to actually physically move something, I would probably not want to live there. So that's kind of what I would kind of recommend. If you have a way to move to get out of your location, that's what I would suggest. I would like for the people to comment on the same question. Maybe some listeners out there have had a problem where they've had interference with something, somebody, something like that, where things in their house have moved around, and what they did about it. So I'll open it up to the people on the fast chat. But you know, if it's happening all the time, I would say, you know, probably relocate yourself to some other location, because whoever's there may not like you. Or maybe that whole place, the house, could have been haunted for a long, long time. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, just hearing her question, I certainly think I would not want to stay there myself. so I have to agree with that. But she has another part to the question, Ron. She's wondering if she's done the space clearing, and she's wondered if the vortexes have been cleared from all the rooms yet.
Feels like about 80%.
Okay, 80%. Good. Okay. Thank you, Ron. So I'm going to move on to, I'm going to take a quick look at the fast chat and see if there's any comments about what we've been talking about. There is a, okay, there's a question here from TD. It's about the Vancouver firefights in the sky. Wants to know if there's any significance to the fact that they happened twice, the same day, 2 weeks in a row.
Okay, so I guess the question is, like, we'll say it happened on Monday last week and then Monday this week?
Yes.
Is that
any significance to that?
You have to realize that the aliens are in control of time, and so they probably work with time in the milliseconds. And I would say that if it happened the same time, it would probably be very strategic for whatever they're doing. So I would say, yes, it could be a possibility that they're keeping track of stuff and doing things at the exact same time. Now, if it happens to be something else that's man-made here, then naturally, I think they work more with to the milliseconds, probably with seconds. Or maybe they just say, okay, we're going to do something at 8 o'clock at night here and do that. So, I'm sure that the aliens are very precision on what they're doing and very precise. So with that, I would say that, yeah, it could happen that way by picking a certain day. But remember, they're not on a calendar like we are. So you have to kind of realize that they're doing what they want to do. And, they're probably the ones that are creating the time reality and the timeline that you're living on to do that. So it's much more sophisticated than just saying, yeah, they're going to show up here on Monday at 8 o'clock at night again next week. It'd be hard to say, but they are very stealth in what they're doing. And also a lot's going on. So you could do, if you see it, you may want to do a timeline crash, but is that going to get them off of that timeline? It's hard to say if that's going to be strong enough to get rid of them. I'm sure a gray sky clearing may help somewhat, but it all depends where they came from and what they're doing. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, that was exactly her next question about timeline crashing. She was wondering if she could timeline crash each day of a week with that incident. Would that not be strong enough?
Well, you'd want to crash the physical time that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at, like I said, everything works in milliseconds, so you're not going to be crashing every millisecond. That's why I say when you have a condition, a situation, then you crash that, because that's what you're dealing with in and on the timeline. Just crashing the whole day at one time is not going to give you the result that you think you may be needing. So that's how I would look at it. You want to crash the situation that you're dealing with. So if you're in fear watching this, then do, a timeline crash for fear at that particular time, because everything is time-related. Crashing the whole day is not going to do any good. And I don't even think it would be even focused upon, because the timeline, you could be in, trillions of timelines in one day. So that's why you need to specify, what's going on in your life with that. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for addressing her question, Ron. And the moderator is just posting about that Ron would like to hear you call about storms or clouds, either before or after we go to the Creation Light Chip. And the phone number is posted in the fast chat, 888-429-5471. And I see Janice has posted a comment about the storms. She says she's in Wisconsin, and there was a very long and loud 6-hour storm where she is in Wisconsin. That's a lot for the end of the summer. Thanks for letting us know that, Janice. 6 hours, wow.
Yeah, you'd probably want to look at what's in your area, as far as, is there anything in your area that would probably be a target for the aliens? Okay, just I'm just throwing this out here, not that I'm 100% correct here. Are there military bases in your area where you're seeing that? It could be something from the ground coming up. They have the same or similar technology that the aliens have from reverse engineering and also, working with the aliens. It's kind of hard to say. Remember, everything that we have here is brought forth by aliens. All the inventions here are alien. And so that's kind of where we are. If you look at the stealth aircraft, that's definitely alien stuff, they make them invisible to radar and stuff like that. So, in fact, one person was saying that the metal and I may not be right at this year, but they exchange raw materials out in space, and that the I believe the metal on the wing structure is alien metal. So I don't know who I heard that from, but I heard that maybe 10 years ago. It may have been from Bill Schneider. I think he had some videos where he maybe talked about that. But he's no longer with us. He was one of the people in charge of drilling the underground tunnels. And, you know, somehow they got rid of him probably for disclosing too much information about that. Hmm. But I think he has videos on YouTube, and he was a good friend of L. Bielek's. I may have even heard of it from L. Bielek when I talked to him Florida years ago. Anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy. We can probably go to the light ship in about 5 minutes here, everybody. Have our birthday party up there.
Oh, great. So, we have a quick question here from Healer321 from CLS Questions. Her question is, please explain the E.T. Underground Industrial Complex. That was a healing you mentioned a couple of shows ago, Ron. She wants to know, is this the same as the military industrial complex that the media speaks about? And would it have anything to do with the black oil energy you talked about on Monday's program?
Oh, boy. She's on it. Well, let's see. What can I say? The alien underground military complex, or whatever word you want to use there, this is where the aliens live, and they are probably connecting with different militaries to share information and to probably cause us harm. So that's what I look at here, is these are the underground alien military complexes, okay? And so I don't see them as being beneficial for anybody, especially humans. So that's where they're living and creating things. So could they be working with Earth-based governments here? I would say, of course. And could they be causing problems for us? I would say probably, of course. I remember, they have all the technology there. Are they doing anything good? I don't know. You'd have to ask them. So that's kind of what I sort of perceive. That's what we have a clearing for, to help people out if you're being attacked by some energies that was created from that. So did I answer all the questions there?
She asked, if it had anything to do with the incident in Syria.
Boy, I don't have intel on that. Let's see. I would say that there's probably some involvement, probably about 20%. That's kind of what I'm seeing. Is it dealing with the black oil scenario? Boy. I would say at this moment, probably not. I don't think that oil there, I would say no, but the oil is from other races. And so that's what I would say probably. I don't perceive it as being a hot spot for that at this moment, okay? Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, thank you for answering, Ron, about that underground industrial complex question. And now it's 7:32, and you had specified you'd like to go to the light ship now. And I've typed into the fast chat for people to put down their healing areas that they might like to visit. And maybe you'd like to explain a little bit about what they can request and what they can't do when we go.
Yeah, so everybody listening live will go there and just request a physical healing. You know, one particular situation, what you cannot do is say, oh, fix me. Because they'll look at you and say, well, you know, you look fine to me. So you have to figure out one particular situation with your body that you can, that you're in judgment about as far as a problem. The light will not and cannot judge you, so if you ask something like that, you won't have any results. And it only works live as we go up to the light ship here, and we'll have our birthday party today. So people who are born in September, we're going to have a little birthday party for them, and we're going to all enjoy having the cake and ice cream and whatever is up there. If you don't want to have that, you can have something else. But here we go. We're going to go to the light ship, and I'll take about 6 requests from people for healing. So here we go. Bring up your pets and animals, flower, tree, plants, garden. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're there now. And the first thing we're going to go into is the room that has the food court. So we'll get the dessert right away. So here we go. In the food court, you may see light beams. And also you may start to see different types of desserts. And normally you just request what you would like to have. You can sample different things too. Maybe some people who want to sample different types of food or energetic food, so it's there. And I'll go for the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the drizzle and the ice cream and maybe the nuts, the caramel, and all that good stuff. And it's a little small portion, size of a pencil eraser that's on the end of a pencil. It's not really large, and it's very nourishing, though. So here we go. So it's going... whatever you wish is going now on your index finger, going into your mouth, and you can watch the other light beams come along and eat with us here and celebrate the birthdays for this month. So here we go, having our wonderful dessert now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and they're also singing happy birthday to everybody here. And you can have seconds and thirds if you wish. And if you're intuitive a lot, you may be able to see the light beams and also what you're eating. Everybody's a little different. It's very nourishing. You might find that saliva is changing somewhat, and that's because you're eating. And you might feel full afterwards. You had maybe 5 morsels here of this year. So here we go. And we're going to another location. So we're saying happy birthday to everybody. And we're going to go into the room that has the hot tub room here for detoxification of our body. We're in the purple gel, and we got some requests from people, so we'll go into the dolphin room, seeing dolphins. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, request healing for each one of the rooms that you're in. And now we're going into another location. And each room is separate, but we're in the same ones together. And we're going to go in and see the butterflies. So here comes their energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have panda bears. So that's the request. Bringing this energy in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have the crystal healing room. So this is where the we'll go into the clear quartz area. And a lot of points there. Each one is conscious, so request your healing. I feel the crystal energy coming to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And somebody wants to have some addictions released, so go into the centrifuge room. So request your own particular addiction or situation, and it helps you release some of that energy from you. So here we go. Put you back into... peace energy. So stronger, room is spinning, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to see the golden whales now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a room that deals with eyesight. So going into this room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll go into the oxygen room. We're in the bubbly oxygen here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one final room. We'll go into the room that has the white light energy. So this is a little different than what you have down here. You're going to feel the energy just come in and probably make you feel like you're going to sleep. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then just start to come back from the light ship. And I'll count from 5 to 1 backwards to bring you back down. And you may start to feel some wonderful peace energy as this happens. So here we go, coming down. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so back to you, Kathy.
All right, well, I took my dessert with me. That was really nice, going to the food court first and having the birthday cake for everyone, and especially wonderful that they are guilt-free desserts, real tiny, but they really very, very tasty. And I see some people enjoy their dessert also. Mandy says, I can taste chocolate cake and strawberry jelly. Yeah, and I could taste something too, but I wasn't quite sure what it was. That's pretty good if you can really get that. Donna said she had banana cream pie with toasted coconut. Wow, that's great. And happy birthday to the September birthdays.
Oh, wait, let's go back up and have that. Anybody
okay.
want? That sounds good to me. So let's go back up. Here we go. So going back up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And, boy, banana coconut. I wonder if it has chocolate in there. So here we go. So we're going to have that right now, everybody. So stronger. And have seconds on it if we wish to. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, boy. And you must have your mouth watering. So if anybody has your mouth kind of watering, a lot of saliva, boy, I'm feeling very full. That's great. So, hey, Shummy, so coming back down. So 1, 2, 3. 4 and 5. Okay, back to you, Kat.
Yeah, that's what makes the Creation Lightship visits so wonderful. They're so special. That's really, really great, being able to go back and have seconds, thirds, or whatever. Who's counting? Thanks, Ron. And we went to the room for the eyes, and some people are appreciating that. They say, thank you, Ron. My eyes feel better. And some people are noticing, Doina says, happy birthday to you. Some people are noticing that when they go on the Creation Light Ship, they're a different size. Are we taller when we're on the Creation Light Ship?
Could be. It's very possible. I can't say that for sure, but some people do look very tall when they're there. So it just depends. To be how the spirit shows up and the body shows up that integrates with the spirit. So remember, on the light ship, your spirit is, in a sense, copied, so it's pure from the original blueprint, because the spirit you have here has been diluted through all these different timelines and incarnations. On the light ship, you are there with your spirit 100%, which would be you and your twin flame as one. And that energy is used to do healings on your physical body. Now, when you come back down here, it all depends, your healing depends upon your faith, which is, as Jesus said, your faith has healed you. So what's your faith? What's your belief system? What energies do you have stored inside of you that separates you from source energy, which is judgment? So your judgment is what's preventing your healing from happening. That's another way of looking at it, in case somebody wonders, gee, I had nothing happen to me. How come? Well, that's the reason. because you have densities that are only on the Earth plane here that have nothing to do with source energy, because the Earth spirit created these visible energetic bodies to protect you from the alien mind energies. And that's the problem here, is mind and time. And that may help some of you out to understand what's really happening to you and why you may not have the healing that you desperately would like to have. It's because the energetic bodies that are around you now are bringing back your situation. So, back to you, Kathy.
Appreciate the explanation, Ron, and the Creation Lightship visit that we take on Saturday nights is very special and sacred to a lot of us, and Ron does offer this for us during the BBS radio broadcast, so we can have an opportunity to enjoy it and see what it's like when we go to have the opportunity to have the intensives that he offers 3 Sundays out of the month. And I might want to announce now, Ron, that the intensives will begin on Sunday next week from tomorrow, Sunday the 15th, September 22nd, and then continue on to September 29th, 3 Sundays in a row. And if you purchase them, you get the 4-hour Saturday preparation for, like what we did tonight, on the 14th for 4 hours included. So they've Creation Lightship and Ron have just sent an announcement about the intensives coming up and the physical rejuvenation 4-hour teleconference call in the email, and you'll see special package prices there. So it's not never too soon to sign up, beginning next week, a week from today, the 14th. And so, Ron, we have a couple of questions here that came in, more situations. CLS questions I can read to you real quick. A letter from one of your listeners who said that he has a drawing that he did when he was 8 years old. And he drew a picture of an animal, which looked like a tiger and kind of a wolf's head. And the animal had black and white stripes. After he looked at it, the drawing made him very ill, and he came close to dying. He believes it has something to do with the picture he drew, and he wanted some your opinion on that.
Very possibly, since the person is looking at it more recently, you know, maybe they went through a scrapbook or something. Very possibly that the animal had or was giving barcodes to the person. So very possibly it was some type of like time released energy, and it got stuck onto the person. So I would say probably do a couple of barcode releases on it. Let's try to take away this here. If any of you out there have a similar situation where you saw something going on, and from the past, and you brought it forward, and you feel energy on it, may not be as bad as this, but it still could be something that could cause you a problem. We'll do a clearing here to see if we can help you out for one particular situation. So here we go. Let you think of something. So we're going to clear that. Could even be a clearing that you may need for fear, anxiety, or something too. So here we go. Maybe you saw those thunderstorms up in the sky, or you saw something on the Weather Channel, and you saw the alien clouds there forming, doing tornadoes, hurricanes, etc. And that puts you into fear, and you go, wow, you know, this is not good stuff that I'm seeing here. And maybe you bring that up, and you can see it now, and maybe you're feeling the situations of people on the ground as you see lumber and cars being flown up in the sky, everything else, houses being destroyed, and you go, wow, that could have been me. You know, we'll clear that away from you. So here we go. And in fact, if you do see things on the Weather Channel, you may want to go in and do the media clearing. It's designed for that, to take away, you know, what comes across the pipe, we'll say, a radio and TV or movies, so that you're back into peace again. But there are imprintings on those, to activate stuff inside of you, just like on the Dano Clary. Here we go. So releasing one of your situations. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the Shelby Forest needs a little more time. And so they're going to get off their call at straight up on the hour, just thought I'd tell everybody. So our show will probably start maybe a little bit after straight up on the hour for you, I'm guessing, maybe a couple minutes after. So I just thought I'd give you a heads up on that here. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, you meant next Saturday. The program will start a little bit later.
Yeah, it should start, it's guessing, maybe a couple minutes after, straight up on the hour. So that'll probably be for all the shows now that we have on Saturday.
Okay.
I'll just try to start a little bit before. Sometimes it starts a little bit before, but they need just a few more minutes of extra time. So we'll be starting just a little bit after the hour for each one of the shows on Saturdays now.
Okay, that's good for listeners to know. So if they feel like they are going to be late or they don't want to tune in necessarily until Creation Lightship starts, then they'll know. Or if they tune in and they hear the other program on, then that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Ron. Now, you mentioned this person who did the drawing may have a barcode that they need to remove, and
yeah,
the person's listening right now.
Yeah. Feels like two barcodes, so I would do two additional barcodes.
Which kind?
Yes. So if you ever did the barcode clearing and you maybe you had a few that you did, just go in and just do two. You don't have to repeat them all over again.
Oh, you mean the death barcode, Ron?
Done. Well, that just got reactivated.
Oh my.
Yeah, and it'd be
okay.
Death barcode clearing. So you want to go on and do the death barcode clearing for those. What I will say, too, I'm offering a bonus for the people on the calls coming up for next week, we'll say, in the intensive calls. So I'll be giving away the robotic clearing to help you get rid of mechanical parts and stuff that you're connected to. So that's a great experience to see things get released from you. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you very much. That would be really great, the robotic program release. Yeah, that's a very fantastic clearing, really very freeing. Much appreciated, Ron. So that will be included with the intensives for the month of September, just so everybody heard that right. Thanks. Now I'm reading the fast chat, Ron. I'm going back to the beginning. I wondered if possibly you could offer some assistance or insight to Candy. She's typed this in before a couple of times. And so I think she's doing all she can herself, it seems, to timeline crash, but she feels she's under a strong effect of some kind of a witch's curse or something related to possibly a famous actress, and she can't seem to get free of it. Can you give her some perspective, please?
I think I would very possibly you might be being drawn onto the timeline of that person. So remember, when stuff starts to bother you, this is for everybody listening here, and you just seem that you can't get rid of it, and you don't know what it is. It could be that you're actually on their timeline. And so let me just do, in fact, everybody see where you are. Put your finger in front of you, your index finger facing up, and just see if it's to the left or the right. It should be roughly on center. And remember, like I said, the timelines can be milliseconds apart, so you should be straight ahead. But if you know that you're off to one side or the other, that's very bad. So let's bring you into this current timeline and maybe situations that you've experienced from other people or being attacked by other people, it might just go away because you're no longer in the reality. So when you're on those timelines, you're in that reality. So here we go. And if you think about the person, then you're in the reality too. So here we go, moving you into this present moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that, for the listener and anyone else who could use something like that for things that are bothering us. So that was a simple finger exercise. Thank you, that you mentioned to help us put us in the present moment. So it's about 7:54, Ron. We have maybe 1 minute or so. And so I thought we could maybe mention that BBS, our next program will be on Monday, 4 o'clock p.m. on Station 1, BBS Radio, for the Healing Highway. And if there's anything else you'd like to announce, Ron, I'll turn it over to you while I check the fast chat real quick and see if there's any comments or questions for the last minute here.
Okay, well, let's see here. Let's go to the light ship real quick here. We'll go up there again, and we'll go on to where the animals have healing, so you can actually feel and sense the animals. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and going to the animal healing room. And here they are. So this is where there's all different types of species there. And because animals don't really judge anybody, you may actually see some of the other creations from other light universes that may not even be on this planet. So we'll just bring the energy in there, and you can feel the energies of the particular animals. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it just feels very, very peaceful. And we'll go into the room that has flowers for everybody, so we'll have flowers tonight. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll come back from the light ship now. So coming back down. If you want to get some more dessert, we'll go to the food court. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You can select another dessert if you wish of your choice, or maybe you want some soup or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And coming back down now. So coming back, I'll just go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We're back here. So here we go, everybody. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron, for that trip back up to the Creation Light Ship to see the animals, get more healing, and have more dessert. I wanted to mention a few pages ago on the fast chat, someone wrote in that as he was leaving, one of the light beings waved goodbye to him. And I thought that was so
nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, they're very great. Very nice. Well, hey, everybody. So we'll end our program here. So happy birthday, everybody, for this month, if you're born in this month here. And we'll see you on Monday for a BBS program. And after that, we have another radio program on a different station following the BBS 4 o'clock Pacific show. So blessings, everybody. See you later. Thank you, Kathy.
Good night, everyone.